Ed Hardig is joining the show now, official Cubs team historian in the Hall of Fame. And they had, of course, a big announcement. You were pretty busy the other day as you unveiled some new members for the Hall of Fame. Ed, thanks for calling into WGN. It's really an honor to get to talk to you.
Now, it's been rough the last couple of weeks, but Thursday was a chance to celebrate some Cubs history and see some former players and finally enjoy a nice day at the ballpark.
Yeah, did I hear they just broke the 13-game home losing streak? Is that what you were referencing? You cut out in the beginning there, but you were talking about the Cubs' performance on the field, I think.
Well, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, and unfortunately, but the good thing is they won the two games before the Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, that's true. Felt like you're on a roll there. Okay, so it was a big day, and I'm sure, you know, Cubs fans, being passionate people that they are, have all kinds of thoughts about who belongs in the Hall of Fame and who you put in the Hall of Fame. What are you hearing so far, Ed?
Well, we put in 56 people, roughly 50 players, a couple broadcasters, as well as a couple of executives, including Margaret Donahue. Things have been pretty positive for the most part. I hear a lot of questions like, you know, how come Mark Grace isn't in the Hall of Fame or Aramis Ramirez? And I keep telling them the same thing. This first pass, these first 56 people were sort of a catch-up. The Cubs had a Hall of Fame in the 1980s where they inducted about 40 people. That Hall of Fame was to coincide with a building on the ballpark that was never built. And when the building wasn't built, the Hall of Fame kind of went away. Mm-hmm. We had a Walk of Fame that, you know, a few more players were inducted. Again, so this was just more of a catch-up to players from the past. And then going forward, we'll address the your Mark Graces and your Aramis Ramirez and so forth.
Now, yeah, and I know a lot of questions came up about that. You're the official historians, but you aren't the only guy who decides, right? There's a committee. Tell us how this process goes, like who gets to be inducted and who gets to decide.
So again, this first pass was just a catch-up.
Right.
All 55 of the 56 that were inducted were either inducted in a previous Cubs Hall of Fame or were inducted in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. So they had their day with the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Margaret Donahue was not. Margaret, however, has been honored by the Cubs before. In 2015, the Cubs dedicated a park in her honor. There was no Walk of Fame. There was no Cubs Hall of Fame. So there was no way to really honor her inside the ballpark. So that's why Margaret was added to the 56. Going forward, they're still talking through what the mechanics will be, how frequently people will be inducted, who'll do the induction, and who'll pick people. I'm hoping I'm involved. I assume I'll be involved, but I don't know just as of yet.
Mm-hmm. Will fans be involved?
That's up for debate.
Yeah. And I know one of the biggest questions of all is, will Sammy Sosa be in? And that was the fan, reaction about whether or not he deserves to be in. A lot of talk about that kind of thing. That's a question for someone else, because we already asked off air, said, can I ask you about this? And, you know, you're the historian consulting with the project, but that kind of thing wouldn't be the question we'd ask you, I guess. Right, Ed?
I'm gonna pull a Jim DeShays here. Whenever there's a fan poll on the game, he defers to, he doesn't want to influence the results. You know, there's no doubt. You know, Sammy has a big part in Cubs history. He does meet the criteria, so he will be considered. I've anticipating, you know, who might, you know, be in the next go around. I've put together a list of, you know, 50 some people. At some point in time, I'm hoping the Cubs come to me and say, hey, for these 50 people, including Sammy, what's the case for them?
Go ahead, Kev. I think you had a question. Can we hear you? Wait one second here. There we go. Kev.
Hey, Ed. It's Kevin in the sports department. I want to know, when will Ed Hardig get a plaque in the Cubs Hall of Fame?
There's a rectangular one. It says EXIT on it. I think that's my plaque.
Well, if anybody deserves it, it's you. This is sort of, I guess, a personal question for you when it comes to just watching the Cubs over so many years and taking it all in. Do you have a personal favorite all-time Cubs player?
Billy Williams.
Billy Williams.
Far and away. I mean, you know, growing up, you know, everyone, they loved Ernie and they loved Ron Santo, but there was a certain class about Billy Williams, and I got to meet Billy, and actually I talked to Billy on Thursday, and he's just a wonderful man to talk to, and I've seen him, I watched him as a player. I've also seen him as a grandfather with his grandkids, and he's just a wonderful person to be around. You know, you often hear to say, you know, you're best not to meet your heroes.
That's
you know,
true.
I'm not going to call him my hero, but if I had a hero on the ball field, it'd be Billy Williams, and I've met him, and he's just as great off the field as he was on.
Oh, that is great to hear. Do you ever feel like you have the best job ever? It seems like, wow, what a cool job.
You know, it's the summer. It's 85 degrees. You're walking around a ballpark talking baseball. Mm-hmm. You're not worried about bills and school and all that type of stuff. It's just very seldom do people come up to me and ask me a baseball question and they're angry.
That's
true. It's a nice, it's beautiful setting. I've been very lucky for, you know, almost 30 some years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you command so much respect and people, I mean, wow. The amount of knowledge you have and the amount you've shared with so many of us, we just appreciate you, Ed, and everything you've done for the city and the Cubs and all of this. This is exciting that there's a Hall of Fame there now. Moving forward, I get it. You're very diplomatic, and you probably want to be nowhere near the ultimate decisions about how this is handled moving forward, because there's a lot of passions around this as well. But it's just cool.
But that's part of what the Hall of Fame is about. To bring out stories and have people talking. You know, they've been playing baseball for 150 years. You know, for 149 of them, there's been a debate. Who's the best player? Who's the most influential? Mm-hmm. You know, you got this Hall of Fame where you can read about, you know, Tinkers, Evers, and Chance. You know, Mordecai Three Finger Brown was more than just someone that, you know, Montgomery Burns wanted on The Simpsons. He was a six-time 20-game winner and a Hall of Famer for the Cubs. And you know, it's there for people to read. And if you're not interested in history, you walk past it. Oh, a nice display. You walk past it. But if you want to read about Billy Herman and Phil Cavaretta, it's all right there for you to take a look.
Well, that is part of the fun of it. You're absolutely right. Well, you're a treasure, Ed, and thank you for making time for us here on WGN. Appreciate it.
Very good. Thank you. Nice talking with you.